Well, next, prices rose by 2.7% in the year to December, according to a flash estimate from the Central Statistics Office. This compares to an annual increase of 3.1% in the year to November, showing the rate of increase in prices is easing. Well, David Murphy, our economic and public affairs editor, is on the line now. David, just can you put all that into layman's terms? Is this good or bad news for consumers?
Well, I think it's not bad news. In a nutshell, prices are still rising, but they're rising at a slightly slower rate of increase than they were before. So really, people will have seen over the past few years an awful lot of price increases. And if we look at these figures which have been published today, what they show is that what's been driving it is higher energy prices. They rose about 2.5% over the past 12 months, and higher food prices, they rose by about 4%. I guess the slightly better indication is that the pace of increase seems to be easing off somewhat, and that's something that people expect will happen this year, that the rate of inflation will be a little bit lower than it has been. Ideally, people would like to see a certain level of inflation, but not too much. But I think that what's been happening over recent years is we've had price increase on top of price increase on top of price increase, and that's made the cost of living a big issue now for consumers.
I'm sure you feel it every day when you're shopping, but to move on to mortgages then, what do we see?
So we've had an interesting statement today from the mortgage lender ICS, and it said that it's putting up its fixed rates on its mortgages for the fixed rate products for 3 years and for 5 years. They're putting them up between 0.25% and 0.45%. Now, this only applies to people who are taking out new fixed mortgages. There's no increase for the existing fixed mortgages, and there's no increase for the variable rates. But I think that what is behind this is really that banks like ICS, or mortgage lenders like ICS, essentially get their money from the markets. And the markets, like the bond market, are trying to anticipate what's going to happen with interest rates later on this year and over the coming years. And as a result, they're anticipating a slight increase. Now, the markets are frequently wrong about things. Sometimes they're right too. But essentially what the markets are indicating is that the rates will remain flat for most of this year, but there's potential for a rise towards the end of the year. And a lot of that is driven by concerns about inflation in Europe, and also slightly higher than expected economic growth figures. But at the moment, the central rate from the European Central Bank is remaining flat at 2%.
Okay, David Murphy, thank you.